And I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, Whitney Shayo's husband.
That's right. And this is the place where we like to give couples tips that are very easy to do, but unfortunately, at the same time, they're easy not to do.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys, oh my gosh. And you guys can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Pesa Shayo.
And of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Yes, which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
And of course, you can always subscribe to the place where it all began, liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. And I am super excited because today this is the ultimate communication episode.
The ultimate communication episode. So today we'll be giving you facts and tips.
Yes.
Tips and facts.
So we'll be talking about responding to conflict without conflict.
Okay, so you don't fight fire with fire?
No, definitely not. Not with the person you're married to.
So responding to conflict without dishing it back.
That's right. That's right. So, for example, if your spouse brings a concern to you or there's a touchy issue that the two of you have and it's a sensitive subject that usually turns into an argument, what you can do is when your spouse brings it up, you can respond with a solution, just an idea that you propose as something that would help resolve whatever this thing is, instead of bringing a list of more problems or reasons why you think this thing is not going to work.
So we are starting with responding to conflict.
Yes.
Without conflict.
Absolutely.
So I'm making the assumption that your spouse will be bringing conflict to you.
Right.
And you are saying that just pretend that they did not bring conflict to you?
Okay, so here's the deal. What you can do, I want to give real life examples and tips with steps on how this can be handled.
Yes.
So for example, let's say I approach my hubby here, Pesa, and I say, you know what? I think you really need to help me more with the kids. I would really like to see you changing more diapers.
Great. Great.
Now, Pesa has two options. He can answer that with more problems, like, hello. He can respond with more problems by just throwing a bunch of stuff at me like, oh, look at all the things I'm already doing. Or how can you even imply I'm not doing enough? Or what's your deal here? You're always complaining. So he also has an alternative. His other option would be to respond by, well, what do you have in mind? tell me what else you'd like to see happen. Tell me more about how I can help you get this done or get this accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem, here's the issue. If he disagrees with what I'm asking for, if he really does believe that he's already doing enough, and I should not be making these ridiculous requests, he still does not necessarily have to respond to this with a fight.
Okay.
So he does not have to meet conflict with more conflict. He can simply begin by saying, okay, I understand what you're getting at. I understand that you would like some help with the diaper situation. So just by remaining calm and stating that, he just let me know that he heard my concern. He heard what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
He's aware of what I want and he's calm. So he's deflating the conflict, or at least he's reducing.
He's reducing the conflict.
The tension that I brought to him.
So what does the good folks at dictionary.com define conflict as? Because again, I go back to the beginning where do we even understand what these words mean? And these folks, what do they call conflict?
Okay, so I'm going to have Pesa pull this up on his screen and he's going to read the exact definition for us.
Okay, hold on. So they say a serious disagreement or argument, usually a protracted one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of the synonyms are dispute, quarrel, squabble, disagreement, clash,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a serious disagreement or argument. So basically what we are saying is your spouse is bringing a serious, or you're having a serious disagreement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Typically a protracted one.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to handle that
mm-hmm.
without
mm-hmm.
dishing it back?
So this brings up the idea of responding versus reacting.
Okay.
We'll just keep using that diaper scenario because I think it's an easy one. It's an easy one for me to explain. If Pesa reacted to that, then that means he would have answered me back with anger or with frustration or with just more of a dispute. He would have turned what already had the potential for being a dispute into a bigger one, basically. Mm-hmm. But if he responded, that means he's cooling things down.
Yes.
If he responds, that means he's calm.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting me know that he hears what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, and also in a way, he's also, it comes with the implication that he's willing to work with me.
Yes.
He's willing to handle it. So another issue is a lot of times if our spouse has an idea and, you know, they bring an idea to us, something that they would like to have changed in the household,
yes.
or something they would like to see get done. If you don't like what they're offering, if you don't like the ideas that they're bringing to the table, you can actually respond to that, again, in a way that is not... does not make them feel like you're fighting against them. And what I mean by that is you can say, well, I would really like it better if we did blah, 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 blah. So, for example, if I say, hey, Pesa, I really think we should paint the outside of our house pink.
And I'll say, great. When do we start?
Yeah, right. In real life, let me tell you what he would really do.
Just say, awesome.
If he reacts to that by saying, what? Are you nuts? That's going to look crazy. Why would we do that? That's just going to turn into this back and forth argument. But if he responds by saying, well, you know, I think I would like it better if maybe we sit down and look at some other colors that we can choose from.
And what if you keep saying, I love pink and I really don't care about looking at other colors? Because what you're trying to do is we are trying to bring up the conflict.
Yes.
So I'm suggesting that, oh, we should do this. But you at the same time are still stuck on the fact that it has to be pink and it has to be this afternoon.
But you see, the great thing about this technique is it's exactly what you're saying. I would keep bringing up the color that I want, which means that at least we would still be on the topic of colors. Because if you react in a way that is hasty or rude, most likely, I'll start responding with other things that have nothing to do with this whole issue of painting anyway. It's going to turn into a gigantic argument. But by responding in a way that lets me know that, number one, you heard what I'm asking for. You heard me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand it. You're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're acknowledging it.
Oh, yeah.
But you're just proposing something that's a little bit different. Or you're proposing that we should take more time to talk about it. You are really, really, I think, calming things down. I mean, that's really how I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
You're actually making it easier for us to stay on the topic at hand.
So the topic at hand, which is, do you think the topic at hand is painting, or the topic at hand is maybe you are trying to, because, you know, when you go to a counselor or a psychologist, you might think the topic at hand is painting, but once they're done with you, you find out actually the topic at hand had nothing to do with painting, and it was something totally different, which you mere mortal, you regular person, could not even get it.
No, I know. There's always those things. There's always room for that. I know those things always come up in... I get it. There's issues deep down, blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada.
Like, that means that actually what she means when she talks about painting the house pink, it's some unresolved paint issues that she had as a child, and you are missing those. See, I see you are rolling your eyes.
I just invited conflict. No, what I want to do today... is I want to keep this simple. I want couples to have everyday tips that they can use when these things come up. Because, and let me give, maybe my hypothetical examples really aren't working.
They are hypothetical.
Pesa and I know a couple who the wife is adamant about switching their meals over to vegetarian meals. And the husband is not completely sold on it yet. He still would like to have some meat in his diet. So let's just look at them. Let's just look at their example. When she says, you know, honey, we really need to cut back on meat. I would really prefer that we just totally become vegetarians. If the husband reacts to that with anger or frustration, or... if he's just plain rude about it, like, you know what, that's really stupid. I'm going to end up being so hungry when I could actually have a full belly of meat. What's so wrong with me eating what I like?
Yes.
That is going to be a big problem in their household. It might not sound like it. Food might not sound like a big issue, but believe me, when you're married... anything can turn into a big issue.
If
he responds to her by saying, you know, I'm not totally happy with the idea of getting rid of meat, but I think I would like it better if maybe we can either talk about this a little bit more, or maybe we could gradually phase out meat. Maybe we could just start eating it less often. Or maybe we could start eating meat that's more lean rather than, you know, just basically what he's doing is he's not ignoring what she wants and he's not fighting against her. But in a way, you can look at this as you're buying yourself time.
Before you get your way?
Until one of you gets your way. But no, like...
somebody will get their way.
At least it gives you time to think about it, and you're able to diffuse something that could have blown up in your face, basically. Okay. It just gives you a little bit of time.
Is this being manipulative?
I don't think it is, because I view it more as persuasion.
Okay.
Like, you're just... really, I just view it as you're trying to avoid a fight.
Okay.
That's really how I'm seeing this. Because the truth is... in Live Your Best Marriage, we like to encourage couples to embrace their differences. We all have different dislikes and likes and all those types of things. We have different personalities and we can embrace it. But when those differences cause us to, when they cause friction in the relationship, which that's inevitable, it will happen.
It will happen.
I just want to find ways that can help us avoid fights. Just because we disagree on something, that does not necessarily mean that it has to be this huge
fight,
gigantic argument. It doesn't have to be.
Or a combat. We don't remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. That one. Yeah. So it doesn't have to turn to be a fight, or because some couples will also take it to another level and they also hold grudges and also, so something will start as something very small.
So basically the whole point of this talk is the way that you react can actually determine the outcome. I mean, really, it can help you avoid fights or it'll just make you fight more.
So it's not, so basically what you're saying that it's not what the person brought to you. It's what you react to it.
Right.
So it's not...
It's
so,
how you answer them.
So it's not like, oh my goodness, did you hear what she said? She is coming and she wants to start painting the house pink. And she even brought her brother and they'll start painting the house pink. The way I react to it shows some maturity. And because somebody else in the same situation... Not everybody in the same situation will have a fight. But some people will act, it's going to be a huge fight.
There's a positive twist that you can put into the way that you talk.
Yeah.
For example, Pesa and I belong to Toastmasters. It's a nonprofit club where you can go and learn public speaking and leadership. And in every meeting, we give each speaker an evaluation of their speech. And the positive twist that we like to put on our suggestions is instead of making the person feel like their speech had too many mistakes or too many bad ideas, we say, you know, I would have liked the speech better if you did XYZ. Or, you know, I really would have enjoyed it if you had included blah, 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 blah. So instead of saying, you know what, I really don't like the way that you did da, 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 da.
Yeah.
You're just putting a positive twist on the way that you're talking.
You're putting a, yes.
I mean, does that make sense?
Oh, it does. It totally does. And also, there's something we talk about there where we have the sandwich, the praise sandwich, where you compliment them on actually giving the speech and how great they are, blah, blah, blah. And then you give the suggestions and then you close by compliments and how you are looking forward to hearing or listening to their speeches.
Right. So the sandwich idea is good.
Yes.
You start by saying things that you like and you can give compliments, and then you put the part that you don't really agree with so much in the middle.
Yeah.
But again, you say it in a nice way
that
is not like, you don't sound like you're fighting. And then the last part you put is, you know, oh, another compliment or something else that you liked, but something positive.
Yeah.
So.
And somebody had said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. That's another huge, huge thing that you can use to your advantage. It's not so much what you say. You don't have to say the perfect things. That's not what we're not saying you have to just have this perfect
script dialogue
all the time. But it's how you say it. If you can say things in a nice way, and this is not an overnight fix. This is not a one-time thing either. This is a conditioning. We all have to get used to it. We all have to put this into practice. It's just an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah. And how you say it comes from who you are. What's your attitude? What's in your heart? And it's not so much about the specific words you say, but the whole attitude and the whole demeanor of when you are saying these things. Because most of the time, we don't have a script. Or we don't have the right words that we need to say. But we know communication is I don't know, 70%, 80% body language, mm-hmm. just the way you say things mm-hmm. can take a conversation from a really crazy negative situation to a positive situation without even you using the quote-unquote right words that they will be telling you to use in a counseling session. Mm-hmm. In a counseling session, they might say, oh, you need to ask this question, you need to do this. But mm-hmm. sometimes we forget how we say those things.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And you know, we've all been in situations like at jobs that we've worked at where someone says something cutting. Someone says a remark that is so rude and so uncalled for, whether it's a coworker or a customer or whoever. But imagine how it doesn't feel good, does it? It's not pleasant to even talk to that person.
It's not.
It's really not. I mean, I've been in situations where, you know, I'll bring an idea to the table within a group of people. And then if someone just totally shoots it down by saying like, oh, that's stupid, or that doesn't make sense, or that's wrong. And yes, this happens. This literally, it happens in meetings. It happens every day when people go to work. But it's not fun. And so imagine if the person you're married to, if you bring an idea or a concern to them, if they react or they answer in a way that makes you feel like that's not important, or makes you feel like that's a dumb idea, or makes you feel as though that's just not worth doing, it's not worth trying, that doesn't feel good either.
No, it doesn't.
That's not a pleasant conversation to have. It's not a pleasant atmosphere to live in either.
No.
And these things build on each other.
They do.
I mean, the more these things occur, there's that snowball effect. It just gets bigger and bigger.
But also the opposite is also true.
The opposite is also true. If you have positivity and just kindness. I feel like the word kindness is barely used anymore, but yeah, if you have kindness,
yeah,
that can also build up too.
Yeah.
And you can have this great loving relationship. Yeah.
And it just, to me, it goes back to the episode we had talked about, the tolerance. Mm-hmm. Just basically, what was the question? You ask yourself what the other person, mm-hmm. if the roles were reversed, how would you like it to be if you were on that the other person's situation? Mm-hmm. And then we talked about the issue of golden rule, and I also introduced the fancy new mm-hmm. platinum rule. Mm-hmm. So I think all these things actually tie into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, some of us, sometimes we can even become numb to a lot of these insulting remarks, though, too, at the same time, because we see it so much in social media. I mean, a lot of times when I read something in the news on Facebook, even if it's just the local TV news station, mm-hmm. the comments are...
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
I don't even go to comments or as much as I used to.
Especially those, if it's a story about parents who lose a child or something, people in the comments attack the parents.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, I'm not the only one who knows about this. Just, yeah. And I'm not the only one who's read these comments. So people know what I'm referring to. But basically, this whole idea that we're bringing up today about responding to conflict without conflict means that it is still not okay if your spouse attacks you and then you respond with your own attack and you say, you know what, that was just, I was just fighting back.
Yeah. You don't know what she was talking about. I mean, I had to defend myself.
I was defending myself. But there's actually a verse mm-hmm. in the Bible that Pesa wanted to share with us to show that even if the mean things you say come in the form of a response, even if you just think, well, I'm just retaliating against what they already started. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, it's still not valid. It's still not okay to do that. And the verse is,
I think it's Luke 6:45. Mm-hmm. And in the New Living Translation, it says, so Luke 6:45, it says, a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. So what you say flows from what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So now this makes it another story, because before, I thought it's about me, it's about the other person saying things to me, and then I'm responding to them.
Mm-hmm.
But from here, and I think this is Jesus said this,
mm-hmm.
What you say flows from what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I am saying is actually just shows what's in my heart.
Right.
So this is not an issue of the other person talking to me. It's me. Basically, I'm opening my heart so mm-hmm. that people can see what's in my heart. My words are actually opening my heart and people can see what's in me.
Right.
Because I speak from what's abundant in me.
Right. So if Pesa approaches me with some, if Pesa says something that I don't like, and I respond with something mean, and then if I justify that by saying, well, I was just firing back, I was just defending myself, actually, no, that shows that what I just said was already in my heart. I was already feeling that.
Yes, I'm full of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm full of that.
Those mean words were already there.
Yes.
Basically, that's the whole point of that.
Yes. So not to think that the other person has control over you. Basically, what you're doing is you're showing people what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to get this concept. And our pastor, Mark Hoover, had already talked about this. But it just mm-hmm. doesn't sink in as quickly as I want it to sink in, because there's always a part of me that thinks, no, it's not about me. It's I'm responding to that attack.
Right.
But this is very clear that no, it's about you. The words that comes out of your heart are the ones that are already contained in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to speak differently, if you want to respond differently to the same situation, you should have different words already in the abundance of your heart so that the words will be different that comes out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So a response is not just as simple as an answer or a rebuttal. It's actually something that was already there. It's something that shows what you've already been thinking and feeling.
Oh, yeah. Because they are coming from the store of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the longest time, I thought these words are somewhere,
mm-hmm.
just whatever in the air, whatever in my mind. And I'm responding in relation to what came to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say this, I just find the right words and then I respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think in terms of, no, you are responding from what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you're matching what she brought to you. It's you're just answering back to what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have those words in you,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't be quote-unquote matching them. You'll just be answering.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a match, but it's going to be an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
It's like some movies. You're watching a movie and somebody responds, like a character responds,
mm-hmm.
and they're using an F word. And you're like, whoa, Where's that coming from? Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessary for that situation. But for some reason, they feel like they have to do that to, quote unquote, I don't know, be cool. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, but mm-hmm. whatever.
So, going back to what we had mentioned earlier about responding with a solution, not with a list of more problems or why this issue can't be resolved, I wanted to give an example for that. Our kids the other night sat down with us for dinner, and one of our daughters said, "Oh, my food is cold." And we were like, "Okay, well, what are you going to do about it?" And she's like, "It's cold. My dinner is cold. I don't want to eat cold food." And we just kept asking her, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" So basically what we want is we want our kids, we want them to state the problem and then tell us the solution.
Yeah.
So then she caught on to what we've been trying to teach them lately. And she said, "Oh, yes, my food is cold. May I please go and warm it up in the microwave?" So warming it in the microwave was the solution to her problem. But just like the way I do most of the time, I will just sit there and I'll go over the problem over and over and over again. I will repeat the same thing and I'll say why I don't like something or why something is not working for me forever until I finally propose a solution. What is the answer to the problem? So, again, when we say this is a conditioning, it truly is. It's a habit that you get into.
Yeah.
You get into the habit of thinking towards a solution, not just staring at the problem over and over again and not just talking about the problem over and over
again. Just stating the problem.
So folks, again, this is responding to conflict without conflict. Peso, was there anything else you wanted to add?
I think if we can just remember that you want to treat other folks the same way you want to be treated, and remember that what you say actually comes out from the abundance of your heart. So if you change what's in your heart,
mm-hmm.
your attitude, and basically what's in your heart,
mm-hmm.
what will be coming out will be different.
Yes.
And again, every marriage has a chance to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Enough and fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you so much. Once again, we will be back next time. Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, "I'm sorry," Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.